Well, it's a follow-up on a call between about 800 members of staff and lawmakers and spouses on Sunday, in which they had some technical difficulties with the call, but the Sergeant-at-Arms and Capitol Police were talking with members about different measures that they can use both in their Washington offices and in their districts. So today, this meeting was pulled together by the number four Democrat and Republican, John Larson and Jeb Hensarling, respectively. And they're actually going to get printouts of some of the information that was discussed on Sunday, and they're going to have more of an opportunity to discuss some of those measures. Eric Cantor suggested that all members who can come back for the conference should do so, and they're also going to be convening to vote on a resolution honoring Gabrielle Giffords and the other victims. But among the suggestions to be discussed is going to be recommending that each office appoint a district liaison to law enforcement.
Does this change priorities then for lawmakers as they go through these votes? Are they looking to change their to-do list, in essence?
I don't think it's going to change that dramatically. I think that this week's postponement is, you know, first of all, a sign of respect, also a show of bipartisanship, which they've made very public, and to kind of collect their thoughts and think about how they are going to go forward with security measures. I wouldn't expect the regular business of the House to be delayed for too long, including some tough debates that won't be able to wait, such as raising the debt ceiling. And then you have the GOP priorities of symbolic repeal attempt and then chipping away at health reform. Now, this debate over heated political rhetoric may spring up as an attempt to dissuade certain parties from pressing forward with agenda items, but I think that may have less and less traction as it becomes clear that the alleged shooter was not political but psychotic.
Yeah, well, at the same time, does this also then mean that security bills, you know, we heard from Benny Thompson about the Federal Protective Service measure. Does this give that more momentum behind it?
Oh, absolutely. I think that you're definitely going to see more of them introduced. I mean, you have Benny Thompson's and Sheila Jackson's on the Federal Protective Service from last year, which would probably be reintroduced. You also had Pete King, who's the new chairman of Homeland Security Committee, saying that he wants to propose a bill that would ban the carrying of guns within 1,000 feet for president, vice president, members of Congress, and federal judges. You also have Robert Brady, Democrat from Pennsylvania. He wants to make it a federal crime to use language or symbols that could be perceived as threatening or inciting violence against a federal official or member of Congress. On the other hand, you also have gun control advocates who are going to be pushing their legislation in news, such as Senator Frank Lautenberg, who wants to reestablish a prohibition that lapsed in 2004 on magazines that feed more than 10 rounds at a time. And you'll also see some lawmakers moving forward with new mental health initiatives.
Oh, yeah, the mental health initiatives. That's one layer of this onion I hadn't even considered.
Yeah, Grace Napolitano, a Democrat out of California, she's co-chairwoman of the Congressional Mental Health Caucus, and she wants the group to hold a briefing focusing on the behaviors and threats that raise red flags, which I think is really good because, you know, it's hard to expect, you know, junior staffers in offices to be kind of armchair psychiatrists and be able to point out, you know, some of the troubling things that constituents might do. That can raise these red flags, but... You know, Napolitano is also focusing on state mental health cuts, and I think those are going to get renewed attention. And, you know, it's not the most popular issue on Capitol Hill, but I think it's going to get more on-the-record support moving forward.
Bridget Johnson is an online editor for The Hill. And the more I'm talking to you, the more it sounds like not only is the regular agenda that everybody was anticipating not going to be put off for very long, but now there's even more stuff on their plate. How are they going to be able to manage this? And when can we see them getting back to what we might consider business as usual, you know, handling the things like the debt ceiling, stuff like that?
Well, I think that you're going to go through a natural time of, mourning for the victims. The flags being set at half staff goes through Friday. And, you know, obviously some of these security issues are going to be first on the plate. But, you know, they have to tackle the debt ceiling this spring. And you're going to see pressure from the administration not to wait too long on that, you know, as we've seen before this tragedy in Arizona happen. And you know, I think also the Republicans are going to be stressing that, you know, we can't let a thing like this derail our jobs as lawmakers. And I think you've already seen some defiance like that from Boehner. So I think that they're going to get back to their regular agenda pretty quickly, which, is going to be moving forward their various rollback initiatives and, also these fresh new security initiatives.
And you alluded to this earlier, how this has brought Democrats and Republicans, maybe if not together, at least they are aligned in this, during this time, in the wake of what happened in Arizona. Is that the kind of thing that's going to last? Because it sounds like even with the business as usual being postponed for a while, there are still some really hardcore disagreements. Do you see those disagreements being more civil? I mean, what can we expect?
Well, I definitely don't see those disagreements dropping. I think that the very symbolic show of bipartisanship that's been going on this week, it might carry a bit softer tone into it. It might, say that that's what people around the country are calling for. So, Democrats and Republicans are going to try to come together a little bit more. But I think you might see that more in terms of, meetings and discussions and not so much coming together in voting on the same line on policy issues.
They're not necessarily going to agree, but they're not necessarily going to be screaming at each other either.
Exactly.